The chimes are the times, and the music for your soul, your kind of radio.
The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, Canada's only gothic mainstream radio program and only found on 98.5 CKWR.
Your kind of music, all day, all night, right here on your one and only station.
Serving the Tri-Cities region for nearly 50 years, we are 98.5 CKWR.
Warning, the following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
We'll be right back. there's nothing on this earth that makes it all right. This moment I'm compelled to go off the deep end. I clutch at every straw. My heart is sinking. I give it one more try. I give it all I can. I never wanted more. I give it one more shot. I give it all I have to make things right.
I'll slow and tame despair. It's inside all of us. Your passion's all dream. Sometimes you cry for. Try my luck once more to make
My visitors of the night to the second hour of the dark side. I am the Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region, Madame Ravencroft, and you're listening to only the best adult alternative radio station ever. Well, I rather think so. This is 98.5 CKWR, the Mighty Dynamo. We just heard from Edmonton, Alberta's goth rock new wave synth pop band, This Fear, with Haunting Me from their first and their only album, 1985's Darkness Shapes Imagination. This band had greatness written all over it. I would have loved to know why they disbanded. Then the follow-up question, why not make a comeback? If I was conducting an interview with the band, that is what I would be asking them. Before them was one of my personal all-time favorite classic goth rock, dark wave, new wave bands with Clan of Cymox and lead singer Ronnie Moorings with All I Have, off the 1999 Creatures album. Then starting off R2 and the tri-set was Lucca, Italy's gothic rock, gothic metal lead singer Morgan LaCroix and her band Metagora Scream with Velvet Eyes from their A Whisper of Dew 2003 album. And our lead-out song from R1 was again new wave synth-pop, dark wave Canadian independent solo artist situated in Berlin, Germany, Sally Dirge with her 2022 digital single, I Will Be the Sun for You. As for you, Eva, not to be rude as I try to be cognizant to ensuring loose ends are properly wrapped up, you asked me a question right at the cusp of the Terminator between R1 and R2 about death and how this cosmic concept of the Reaper of Souls has been anthropomorphized into the fictional Neil Gaiman character, also called Death, the second oldest member of the Endless.
Yes. Care to expand upon what you said earlier, Tamarer? As to why do gods like this visage of death?
Yes, certainly. Okay, here goes. Sit down and have some potato chips, my gravelings, as this is going to be a little long, so please bear with me. Lady Death, the sister of Sandman, Lord Morpheus, he who is master of dreams. This presence of death is seen as a kinder face to a point of endings for most gods alike. From my perspective of study of my goth friends, some see death as an end to variants of pain, mental, emotional, even physical. A release from a mortal soul lock some disabled or stricken souls stuck in their bodies might be cursed into. Goths admire the contemporary fashion image that Neil Gaiman has given the cosmic entities embodying the aspects of the universe. From delusion and destiny, death to dream, and fate in between. But I do not fear death. I'm rather comfortable with it, or shall I say, her. As death has never been inscribed with a gender, most see death as feminine. What is unsettling is the moment one passes from the living realm into the spectral realm. It is that point of detachment and the process of accumulation of memories and achievements one must leave behind that can rattle individuals. However, as I and many goths see things, our memories do pass on, as well as our assimilated knowledge, as souls have hardly any weight, and thus anything contained within. What is concerning is our necessary ability to disengage ourselves from those we've come to know and live around is the pinnacle of what last physical effort we have to endure as we transit from life form to an ethereal one that can be unsettling for many. The shock of realizing your spectral isn't as hard on me as it would be the select moments during the finishing of the transition of the soul as it readjusts to its new intangible state that would likely disorient me.
Fascinating. You gods have such a mental advancement into peace and death.
Again, this is my perspective and others I know. But yes, I suppose that we do. It's something we gravitate towards due to our natural propensity to encompass elements most do not, from a love of the night to the perspective of seeing the composition of goodness and evil in interface with one another. It's intrinsically in the manner we look at the world, while the world looks at us weirdly, as a strange abnormality. We tend to look at the macrocosm as well as the microcosm, whereas mortals look at themselves and how they operate within the world. We see how the world operates with us in it, and try to keep a harmonic heartbeat syncopation with it. Then again, this is just my logical, critical thinking perspective, Eva.
Who are you really? You have such deep insight into things.
That is a secret for time to keep and fate to shroud such enigmas, Eva. So, what brought this question up?
I watched the Netflix series, The Sandman. I did some research with the World Database.
The internet, you mean?
Yes. Which is where I found out more about these characters.
It's a good series, very faithful to Gaiman's world and characters. Gaiman had direct input and control with the reduction. I just had two minor issues with watering down the traditional look Death has in the graphic novels, where she is famous for looking like a Caucasian, dark-haired goth female wearing a magician's hat and sporting an eye of Horus Unjat around her right eye, was totally missing. At least the silver ankh was there, as that is her symbol, sigil, and icon. I do have issues with her presentation, a matter of tradition, mind you. Even though Gaiman states that members of the Endless can't take on various forms and looks, well, most of them can, it is the form of a female god that brought Gaiman into the notice of gods worldwide. The other issue involves around how the actress misses out Death's quirky, even surly and sarcastic mannerisms.
Do you like the series?
In a sense, yes, but I'm not overly thrilled with it. I would have preferred the Caucasian female in the Eye of Horus, Uchet, would have been clearly seen. Goths from that era helped launch Gaiman into fame, deserve to have that, at least for the long wait to see it emerge from graphic novel to cinematic movie form. But the actress did a fair job with the mannerism of Death. I'll give her that. Anyways, we got to get back to the show, Eva. Who is next in the next tri-set? Please.
We have songs from Screaming Bamboo, Buzz Cole, and Concrete Blonde.
Good. Let's warp into that set then. This is The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR. I am the Gothic Vampire Empress of the Domain of Waterloo Region. I am Adam Ravencroft.
Music with Bite. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
98.5 CKWR. Real Radio.
Oh, your life in. I knew that it would come to that someday. Like a sad hallucination, when I opened up my eyes, the train had passed the station, and you were trapped inside. And I never wonder where you went. I only wonder why. I wonder why.
'90s, right now. This is 98.5 CKWR, and you're tuned in to the Dark Side, where goth songs are served spookily with a side order fright. I'm the hostess that governs tonight within the domain of Waterloo Region. I am Madame Ravencroft. We just got done listening to some haunting melodies from several exceptionally talented musical artists. Starting off the set, we heard from Toronto goth rock new wave band Screaming Bamboo with No One's Home from their 1984 EP World of Tomorrow, following with Sydney, Australia's dark wave post-punk artists Mark Dyer and Marcel Wehler and their band Buzz Call with Avoiding the Light off the 2018 Avoiding the Light digital single. Finishing up with Los Angeles, California's alternative rock, goth rock lead singer Jeanette Napolitano and Concrete Blonde from the 1990 Bloodletting album. What the?
Holy Christ.
Are you all right? Do you need a break?
I swallowed a bee, possibly a wasp, maybe a hornet, likely a yellow jacket. With the storm abating, as we near sunrise, the insect world is starting to stir, finding the conservatory's abundance of flowers irresistible.
Maybe you should go to the hospital. Grand River Hospital is only a few blocks away.
Yeah, I'm good. Really, I am. He's down there buzzing around right now. As long as he doesn't invite family, I'll be fine. There's a lot of real estate down there. Wait, I hear construction. Don't tell me he's building a hive. He better not. Wait, that's just him yelling out. Listen, bring the mic closer. I got a feeling that wasn't a bee.
It wasn't a bee.
Things will be fine. Sure it will. Gotta love those vampire digestive juices. Built for blood, not for bees. At least I hope that it's simply a bee. It was a bee, right?
Let's say it was a bee.
I'll be okay.
You had a Fordsy moment, didn't you?
Yeah, I should have just closed the dome windows. I'll do that now. It was just getting hot in here. I usually open them when I depart so as to have the flowers get pollinated as per Lorelei's request, as she tends to them on the other side, within the realm of the dark mirror. So, my ethereal nightlight, who do we have coming up next on the dark side, please?
Queuing up, we have Gina Cole and Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless.
Then let's get into some more tunes as we watch through the glass dome roof of the Spectral Mansion's conservatory as the sun's free rays chase away the inky blackness of the night, giving way to another day. You've been listening to The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft here on Waterloo Region's only and best adult alternative radio station in the Tri-Cities. This is 98.5 CKWR. Catch you, my visitors, afterwards.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft, all one word, e@madame@gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MadameRavencroft.
Music with Bite. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKW. Just like heaven. Serving the Tri-Cities region for nearly 50 years, we are 98.5 CKWR.
miles ago with a wicked mind, but everything looks better when the sun goes down. I had everything, opportunities for eternity, and I could belong to the night. Your eyes, I can see in your eyes, you make me wanna die. I'll never be good enough. I shouldn't know when there's a blue moon on the rise. I had everything, opportunities for eternity, and I could belong to the night. Eyes, your eyes, I can see in your eyes, everything. Make me wanna die. I'll never be good enough.
Thanks for returning to The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR, the Mighty Dynamo. I'm Madam Ravencroft.
Are you feeling better, Lady Ravencroft?
Yes, nothing exotic vampire stomach acids on a good swig of cherry Pepsi can't cure. I freaking hate wasps. I swear, their nature's... Couldn't you have talked to it to tell it to buzz off?
I could. Doesn't mean it will listen to me. They bother us fate too. Bees can be negotiated with. Wasps are simply arrogant. You know when you have that one bad neighbor that does things their way, while the rest of the neighborhood suffers. Wasps are that one neighbor that loves to press your button one too many times that you want to poke them in the eye, to teach them a lesson to not be spiteful and an idiot. The fae simply burn them on the spot. Poof. Wasp no more.
Yes.
That's what wasps and hornets are to us. Hornets even hurt bees.
Killer bees and murder hornets?
Exactly.
Anyways, in our final tri-set of the evening, we just heard from New York City's alternative rock, goth rock, Taylor Momsen, and the Pretty Reckless with 2010's Make Me Wanna Die off their freshman album, Light Me Up. Prior to them was Montreal synth-pop, dream-pop musical artist Sheena Cole of the Besnard Lakes with Waterfall from her 2022 album, Future Is Now. Then starting off the set was Hamburg, Germany's gothic rock, darkwave, dream pop's Exmal Deutschland with 1989's Dream House from the Devils album. Well, time to usher everyone out of the Spectral Mansion for another week, as the Dark Side has to give way to the Dawn. And I must prep the mansion for its time within the Dark Mirror. After that, the Madam must retire to her crypt back at her own home. I trust you will manage the Spectral Mansion in my absence, Eva?
Yes, as I always shall, when I'm not exploring the mortal realm in my spare time.
Sounds like a plan. I leave my gravelings and gothlings with these immortal words of wisdom. It's our dreams that can inspire us, but it is our nightmares that can bring us great turmoil or fear. Dreams help to bring life and desires meaning. Nightmares bring us issues and concerns we oft avoid or run from. Both are necessary to navigate the expanse of existence, to become a better person, to ourselves and to others. So everyone, remember to see yourselves as well as others in a positive light, for we are all in this life together. Eva, which is the band leading us out, please?
Escorting the show to its nightly conclusion is Brooklyn, New York's gothic rock band Abbydeath, with their 2020 Genesis cover digital single, Land of Confusion.
Very good. This has been The Dark Side, and I've been Madame Tamara Ravencroft with the Night Shift crew, i.e. Eva, my fey ethereal companion. This is 98.5 CKWR. See you all next week. Until then, be careful, behave, be nice to one another, and always stay sinfully delicious.
Incidental music for The Dark Side was composed and performed by Bear McCreary, Mark Vander Meulen, and Lorena McKinnon.